This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Amid sharp criticism from top Republican allies, President Trump is defending his decision to pull back U.S. troops in northern Syria. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The move essentially abandoned Syrian Kurd fighters who were among the best U.S. allies against Islamic State militants. Turkey sees them as terrorists, and the president's move frees Turkish forces to attack the Kurds. He's warning Turkey not to go too far, but sees his move as fulfilling a campaign pledge to bring American troops home from endless war.
There has to be an end game.
And says the U.S. has done its job.
We defeated ISIS.
But he's facing unusually strong criticism from Republican allies like Lindsey Graham.
ISIS is not defeated, my friend.
Who tells Fox and Friends this all but invites the militants to return. Other Republicans call the president's decision a catastrophic mistake and a disaster. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Iraqi President Barham Salas is condemning attacks on anti-government protesters and media after a week of demonstrations and related clashes left more than 100 people dead and 6,000 wounded. He called those committing the violence criminals and enemies and used a televised address Monday to call for a halt to the escalation. The military admitted earlier Monday to using excessive force in confronting protesters in the Sadr City neighborhood of Baghdad. The government took the step of removing security forces from the area and handing over patrols to police. Officials also pledged to hold accountable any member of the security forces who acted wrongly. The protests in Baghdad and in several southern Iraqi cities grew from demands for jobs and improved city services to now calls for to end corruption in the oil-rich company. This is VOA News.